I went to see if I could keep Sleepy's luck from turning worse than it already was. I found him alert and frightened, but unharmed. He was ready to fight. He was alone. The daughter of night was gone. I scouted around. Child and deceiver had gotten away clean. I felt no need to hunt them down. Not now. But the task would rise to the top of several to-do lists real soon. I had a notion this was not part of Soulcatcher's plan. Maybe the lady had been deceived. Kina was slow, but she kept on plugging. For the little it was worth, I decided to hang around till Uncle gathered his wits and Sleepy regained his peace of mind. Sleepy recovered first. As soon as he felt safe, he decided to take a leak. He didn't know that Uncle and I were around. Well, so Catcher knew what she was doing when she played Sleepy as a slim girl, pretending to be a guy. Interesting. Sleepy did a great job fooling everybody. I needed to have a talk with Bucket. He had to know something, somehow. I caught a whiff of Kina. She was close and getting closer. Sleepy jumped up, yanked up her pants, looked around wildly. She sensed the goddess, too. She concentrated visibly, turned slowly, tried to identify the bearing of the source of her discomfort. But the presence faded fast. Kina had no more interest here. Sleepy stopped turning when she faced me. She jumped. Her chin thrust forward slightly the way people do sometimes when they see something unexpected. She squinted.
Mergen, are you a ghost or something? Are you dead?
I tried saying no, but she couldn't hear me, so I shook my head.
So the rumors were true. You really can leave your body.
I nodded, too amazed to wonder how the kid could take it so calmly. One thing people can always do is surprise you. If Sleepy could see me, that meant I could communicate over a distance. Even if he couldn't hear me. As long as he remembered the deaf and dumb sign he was supposed to have learned. But as I recalled, he'd had trouble catching on. She, Mergen, she. I hadn't gotten used to the idea the first time it came around. I started using finger speech, without the slightest idea of what Sleepy could follow. I might be just some shimmering blob of ectoplasm that smelled like Mergen. No point. As I started, Uncle Doge arrived, drawn by Sleepy's voice. His movements were a painful shuffle.
"Be calm, young one," he said. "You remember me. I am of the Standard Bearer's family. I've been looking for you."
Doge was about as alert as any human being could be. He should have been able to hear me breathing.
"You called out to the Standard Bearer. Why did you do that?"
"I don't know. I'm trapped. A man came. He took the child who was here with me. I was afraid. The Standard Bearer is my friend and mentor."
Glib, that kid. And thoroughly loaded up with a healthy dose of company suspicion. And I was thoroughly loaded up with a healthy burden of news they needed out on the plane. I had to go. Sleepy would be all right with Doge. I made the sign for horse. After three tries, Sleepy nodded. I hoped that was a response.
Doge asked, "You were a captive of She Who Flies the Crows."
He said that last part in Yueng Bao, as though it was a name like the Thousand Voices, but Sleepy understood anyway.
Sharp kid.
Must have picked it up following me around.
"Yes."
"Did she leave anything